We were, I believe it was last weekend, we were somewhere and couldn't sing a lick. Brother Ronnie Robinson, I really love him and he loves me. And he approached me one day and he said, Brother Squire, me and you's got a lot in common. Said, both of our wives are wonderful singers and we can't preach a lick. Within ourselves, we can't. And as I approach you this morning, it's with mixed emotions here. It's brought back a lot of memories of this church, way back when Brother Baxter was here. We came here some, and a whole lot of my brothers and sisters has left here, gone. And I'm glad to be here this morning. I'm really thankful that God has blessed me to see you again. And you've given me a good show for this morning. Brother Freddie Watts come and drove for us. And so here we are. And I hope all of us together here can lift up our voices and our hearts and give honor and glory to the one that we're here for this morning. And it's been good for me to be back here one more time. And I really had plans to try to get caught up down at Friendship Church, and Brother Greg called, and you know what? That just meant so much to us that he would take 5 minutes out and call us to be here. And that makes me feel smaller than ever this morning that he would thank that much of us to come. And I don't know how it will be with me. I know in my heart God can bless me to preach if that's his will this morning. He's done that in times past a few times. Not every time I get up here that he does that, and that's probably what causes it to be so fearful. There's not a more, every scripture in the Bible is true, but there's not a more truer scripture than to fall into the hands of a living God. It's a fearful thing this morning, and knowing that he's got all power. And I hope this morning, it's good to see all of you out here. I don't know that everyone in the house is a Christian. I don't know that. And I've said this in times past in different places. A brother, a preaching brother, told me one time, he said, Squire, I can shake hands with a person and tell you if they're Christian or not. And I ain't got that far. I ain't planning on getting there. Sometimes I wonder about myself. I don't know how you all get along this morning. And I hope we can leave here today and have thankful hearts that God, his spirit has been here. I felt his spirit already. I've been down since yesterday morning. I want your sympathy tomorrow about 1 o'clock. The phone rang yesterday morning early, 4:30, 5 o'clock. A good mommy and a daddy, good special friends of ours, and I had these two young boys and used to drive the bus. And from the day they started school, their first day in school till they graduated, I hauled them boys, and they was close to me. I considered them my boys. And this broken-hearted daddy said that youngest one, that baby boy, is probably 24, 25 years old, took his life yesterday morning. I didn't sleep much last night. What do I say to that family tomorrow? What do I say to them? But I'm serving one this morning that can take care of all situations. Take care of all situations, and he's done it in times past. He's delivered me out of some bad places and took care of me, and he said he would.
Yeah, he said he would.
Said, I'll never leave you. Never leave you, and I'll never forsake you, and I'll be with you in the first, second, first, sixth, the seventh trouble. There's a seventh trouble coming to all of us. Brother Junior, and he'll be there. I want to, it said to give credit where credit's due. And some time back, me and Gloria was blessed to spend some time with Brother Junior and his sweet wife and Terry and his wife, and I got a 13-year-old granddaughter, and they just made a tremendous impression on her. Now, if you want to make Squaw's head swell up, you talk about my boy, talk good about my boy and my granddaughter, and that'll do it this morning. Now, if it works both ways. If we want to get God's attention this morning, we need to talk about His Son. That's what we're here for. We're talking about one. I've never seen him. Have you, Brother Greg? I ain't seen him yet. But I've heard about the things, and I pray, I don't know. I've heard and I've read about, and we've sung about things that he's done and that he can do, and the half hasn't been told. One of the writers said, the half ain't been told yet. If everything that this one did and accomplished, if it all been written and put in books, and Bible says the whole world could not contain the books of the things he done this morning. But when he really got my attention, and the best thing that he ever done for me was when I found myself in the worst trouble that I'd ever been in. And I'm sure every one of us can tell the same story this morning, when it was the darkest time in our life, a great light began to shine. And I'll tell you what, to become a Christian, when that light begins to shine to people, they have to go to that light. How many in here this morning can say that they went to that light the first time? No, I'm guilty. I turned it away, but did that light go out? No, it did not. The Bible tells me repeatedly about this and that he done, and all the mishaps and the misfortunes and the deeds that was done against him. But did that light ever grow dim? No, it did not. Even this fella I work with, I've tried to talk to him, and he said, Squaw, I've heard that all my life, and it ain't nothing happened to me yet. My friends, the world has to understand that they have to want it to happen. They have to desire it. I'll tell anybody, and I have before, if a person don't want to go to heaven, they'll never make it. They sure won't. If a person doesn't want to repent and to be born again, it'll never happen. If they don't have a desire in their heart to join a church and be baptized, have their name placed upon a church book somewhere, it just won't never happen. No, we could take everyone in this great city here and begin to write their names in a book, but I'll tell you what, my friends, if that name doesn't get written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it won't be worth of anything in this life. And the only way a man or woman can obtain that and get that name written in that book is to do it willingly. We could forcefully take them down to the river, hold a gun to their heads, and force them in there. But I'll tell you what, we'd be wasting our time and theirs this morning. This on army that we're in, the greatest army that I'm beginning to see a little bit, Brother Junior, this great army that we're in. No, it's strictly a volunteer army, and you cannot see our weapons this morning. Our weapons are not carnal, are they? No, but I'll guarantee you that every on the authority of this right here, everyone that gets their name, gets enlisted in that army, they'll be given a weapon. They'll be given something to work with. I sure will. What do you mean work? We're in a working army. We sure are. My friends here today, and I'll tell you something else. There's never been a one that's joined this army, a true believer, no such thing as going AWOL, has ever been committed, have they? No! When I pulled my time, I knew of two or three boys that done that. And you know what? The MPs were signed to go out wherever they went and to bring them back in. I'll tell you what, this army don't have no military police in it, does it not? But I'll tell you what, we got a captain that's gone before us. And I'll tell you, everyone in here, it's certainly a joy to march along in this army. You can't see our uniform, can you? But I'll tell you, we're all dressed up. This here's not the real one nowhere. No, this in here is not going to mount to much. Claudette said something. I said, well, you never have made much money in your life, have you? No, I ain't. Don't need it nohow. I'll tell you, but I'll guarantee you I'll have enough to last me. I'll have enough. Yeah. My air treasures are laid up on the other side. And you know what? Doc, one of these days, we're going to get a discharge from here, just as sure as we're here. When it came time for us, me and my buddies, we were from all over the world. But some reason or another, all the boys from Kentucky would congregate. You'd see them together somewhere. But the time would come when one would ship out here and one over there. You know, I don't know where they went to, but I know where we're going to. I've heard of a city called heaven, and I sure want to make it mine. And you know what? We're guaranteed that, aren't we? Yes, we are. Most of us here, probably down here, we own our own homes, are in the process of it. And there's a deed somewhere in some courthouse. And you know what? That courthouse can burn down. The records can burn up. And they can come and take your property, and you couldn't prove different. But we've got a deed that's signed in blood. You can't erase that, can you? No, you sure can't, my friends. It's just as sure waiting on us as we're sitting here. Now, we all know we're sitting here in this church out today, don't we? And I'll tell you what, you can count on it with everything that you have. That time comes, we're all going to stand before him face to face and look him in the eye and give an account of every deed done in this life. We're all going to see him. Everybody is, but lo and behold, all only, only the pure in heart is going to see God. I want to see it all, don't you, brother? Yes, I do. And I want you to know the time's drawing near when we are going to be able to do that. I'm not going to try to stand here and tell you that I know when it's going to be. No, there's men that tried that and still trying that, pinpointing an exact time, a day and a hour when he'll be back. You know, that's crazy, ain't it? That's foolish. What do you say? Even he don't know when he's coming back. He don't know, and that's reserved unto the Father only. He knows just exactly when it's going to be. And you know what? It's going to happen for long, I believe. Just as sure as we're here. Yeah, that promise will be fulfilled. Brother Doc, it'll be fulfilled. And I want to tell you, I don't know when it's going to be. But you know what he said? Be ye always ready. Be ye always ready. For he used this example. If you knew, if anybody knew when a thief or a robber was going to break into a house or home, they wouldn't leave, would they? No, you'd set up a week. That's what it took. If you know the exact time. What he's saying is, you don't know the exact time or the place. But I'll tell you this of a certainty. It's going to take place. It's going to take place. Well, that's it.
God is good.
I appreciate you letting me
Junior's gonna come next.
Take a little time.
Well, I'll go pin this on.